Following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson from KIIC Radio and Rick Patry from Eldora Newspaper. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, Tom Williamson here at KIIC in Albia. I want to give you a softball to hit. I know you can often be seen at the state fair serving at the beef headquarters, and you probably will be on the soapbox at some time, right? But if you could just, what would you recommend to Iowans? What's a couple of must-see things at the Iowa State Fair?
You know, you won't believe this, but this is the second or third time I've had this conversation in the last 2 days, and I'm very glad to tell people what I do at the State Fair because I generally stay pretty much on the run. But four or five things that I always try to get to is the biggest boar, the avenue of the breeds, that's the FFA project, and then I always go see the butter cow, and I like to walk through the livestock barns, not pay a lot of attention, but to always be reminded of the days that I had animals on the farm.
It's our roots there, right? So, thank you.
Senator, here in the last few days, I've noticed a couple of things from both you and Senator Ernst in regard to VA care and services and the incidents of a suicide among an Iowa veteran. If you could maybe address that, just what the background is on it.
Yeah. First of all, I at my town meetings again, regardless of this suicide, I've had a lot of veterans or veterans' families that have come and not complain about the VA like you hear from Arizona and other places around the country where it just seems like nobody cares about our veterans. I was getting word of the quality of care and what they liked about it in Des Moines and Iowa City. But let me answer your question, because we did have this very bad incident of an ex-Marine who had been had been treated previous occasions on a mental issue in Iowa City, and he went back and he was denied treatment, and then went home and committed suicide. He's from Wisconsin, but he died in Davenport where he had been living, and so Senator Ernst and I for Iowa. And since the family lives in Wisconsin, Senator Johnson, we have asked the Inspector General to review not only this one situation, but a general overview of the care or lack of care that veterans get on mental health issues at our VA system. Now, it happens that just today I got word that the Inspector General of the VA was going to take our case, and that's the first and only contact we've had back. So now there will be an investigation that I think will be very thorough. At least it'll be very independent, because Inspectors General, even if they're within the VA, they're very independent and can do a thorough job if they're inclined to do it, and I think most inspector generals are. So we're just going to have to wait now and see what needs to be changed at the VA, and we'll also have to look specifically at Iowa City, and it may come back that it was an anomaly, or it may come back that protocol is very outdated and very unsuccessful, and we'll have to make some big changes in the VA. And even though you didn't ask, I want to say about the VA, we thought we made some changes a couple years ago when we put more money into the system, and we passed laws like setting up the choice system, and I'm very disappointed how some of those things that we thought would solve a lot of problems haven't solved the problems.
Speaking of the VA, I know that you've expressed concern in a letter that the VA has spent $16 million since 2008 on artwork. Does that go to the Inspector General? This concern go to the Inspector General as well?
Well, it could, but we haven't asked for an Inspector General's investigation of that yet. We've written to the Secretary of the VA, and at that level, we want him to explain when we got all this bad news about veterans not being properly treated and all these complaints about not enough money. They're spending $20 million on art. And we're going to wait until we get that explanation before we decide what our next step is.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator,
go ahead.
Of course, you turn on the TV and everything is a presidential race, and I just wondered if you had any sort of reflections on some of the developments in the last couple weeks, specific to Mr.
Yeah.
Trump's candidacy.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I told at a recent town meeting I had in Guthrie Center. Just within the last few hours, I said that we spend too much time worrying about the candidates. This is an election about the future, and the future of the next generation. And we've got to concentrate on what kind of a country we have. And I hope that people would see that what's happened the last 8 years, and Hillary's commitment to continue that and even build on it. And where does that lead you? Well, for the last 8 years, we've had 1% and 9% economic growth, the slowest coming out of a recession since World War II. We've only had 62 7/10% of the 320 million Americans employed right now, the lowest since 1978. Home ownership is at a 51% low, 51-year low. We've got middle-class income stagnant. We've got productivity stagnant, and increased productivity is the only way people are going to make more money and increase their position in life. And do we want more of the same? And Hillary's pronounced guaranteed more of the same. And I think people better start thinking of this election about the future of our country. And included in that is, what do you want about the future of the Supreme Court? Because we know the type of people Trump's going to appoint. We don't know anything about, except speculation on what Hillary might do. But we know what other Democrat presidents have done. And they've wanted to make law instead of interpret law. And exceed what judges are permitted to do under the Constitution. And people got to think about all this stuff and then hopefully wisely support the candidate that will deliver on what sort of a future they want. In other words, if they want more regulations, more taxes, more spending, then go for Hillary. If you want a change of the economic policies to enhance our economic security and national security, then go for Trump. But look at the policies. Don't look at the individuals.
Senator Grassley, if I may ask you one last question. The White House and the congressmen, a lot of folks are demanding more funds to fight the Zika virus, and certainly that's very serious. Isn't this a reasonable request? What qualms have you about this request?
Yes. It's such a reasonable request that we Republicans agree with it. And when the Democrats get what they want and they don't take it, you wonder why. And looking back, wondering why, you think they want to make a political issue based upon a crisis that shouldn't exist, because we're taking $1.1 billion of new money into the Zika fight. We're taking about $600 million out of another fund that isn't being spent, and putting that in there, that adds up to 1.7. So if you take the 1.9 billion the White House requests, subtract a couple hundred million for new buildings that don't have anything to do with Zika fighting. You've got about the same amount of money as what the president requested to fight Zika. We put it up for a vote in the United States Senate twice. The Democrats have not given us the votes to make 60, so they're holding it up, and yet they're crying and complaining about Republicans. We're ready to give them the amount of money they want, and when they get what they want, why don't they take it? But for political reasons, they're not doing it.
Thank you, Tom and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.